Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, Zeke Elliott, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up? Welcome back to the Roster Watch Mock Draft Show. We are back. We've returned. In the spring, we did some NFL mock drafts, getting you ready for rookie season. Now we're back to where we were 1 year ago this week, talking about seasonal mock drafts using the ultimate fantasy cheat sheets at rosterwatch.com. You can go over to rosterwatch.com today and become a pro or a premium member and get access to those cheat sheets today. PPR is up, Superflex is up, and half and standard sheets are now up, or at least getting uploaded today. Thankful to my man Alex Dunlap, who pushed those ones through this morning. We're excited. We're excited because we're in full-fledged into redraft season. Again, Superflex, PPR, half, standard. It doesn't matter. It's late July. The SiriusXM show is live every single Saturday and Sunday right now, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central. Full-fledged fantasy season. So I'm going to pull on up some mock drafts today. We're going to run through a 1QB. We're going to run through maybe a super flex, but mostly 1QB PPR, and then maybe we'll do a 1QB half or standard draft. If you got any thoughts in the comments, please drop a comment. Let me know where you want me to draft from. Let me know what genre you'd like, super flex, 1QB, like I said, PPR, half, standard, whatever fits your quota. If you have any questions about drafting, drop a comment in there. We'll get that thing answered. Please remember to click that like button, click subscribe, stay tuned in, turn those bells on over at Roster Watch on YouTube, because we were live yesterday at 2:30. We're going to be live tomorrow at 2:30. The Roster Watch podcast does not slow down. And as the season approaches, you'll be seeing more and more content on the channel. So please help us continue to grow the YouTube channel as we close in now on 3,000 subs before the NFL season begins. Now, we're going to draft here from the 101. We'll draft again from a different spot again, but we're going to start here from the 101, and we're going to take the darling, the fantasy god, Christian McCaffrey here at the 101. PPR, one quarterback, two running back, two receiver, one tight end, two flex, defense kicker, and six bench spots. Now, second round comes back around to us. We're at the 212, and they're going to offer us Derrick Henry, Travis Etienne, Devon Achane, the top of the cheat sheet. Again, three simple rules. Mark players off the chart as they're drafted. Number two, select the highest remaining player. And number three, if there's a tie, choose the player you like. There is no tie. It's clearly Derrick Henry on version 2.0 of the PPR Ultimate Draft cheat sheets. We're going to go ahead and click Derrick Henry. That's going to give us a Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry start. And at the 301, we're gifted Travis Etienne. So a couple of PPR monsters and then one of the greatest running backs in line in the NFL. In Derrick Henry. Now, at the 412, we just lost out on the likes of DK Metcalf, Malik Nabers at the wide receiver position, and we're sitting here now at the 412 with Aaron Jones and DJ Moore as an option. We're going to go DJ Moore. We have three running backs. We could go Aaron Jones here, but we're going to go ahead and add DJ Moore. You can see the ADP discrepancy there. Jones is about 81, DJ Moore about 31, so Moore's down a little bit. We're a little higher in Aaron Jones. A lot of ADPs are coming in right now. Also over at the Fantasy Pros Mock Draft Simulator, ESPN is going to be coming in this weekend. Yahoo's going to be coming in this weekend, among other ones. So a lot of ADPs are going to be shifting this weekend in particularly. And then we'll keep on churning this wheel and building these rosters. DJ Moore is going to be our wide receiver one. Aaron Jones will join the roster in the flex position. Now we get on down to round five. And they're going to ask us if we would like Zach Moss, CJ Stroud. We're going to go with Zach Moss here, get our fourth running back, and CJ Stroud to get that quarterback here. Then we're going to get an option between DeAndre Hopkins and Austin Eckler. We'll take Hopkins as a wide receiver two. We'll get that last running back probably with Austin Eckler. That's going to give us six running backs. I know you're scared, but always trust the cheat sheet. McCaffrey, Henry, Etienne, Jones, Moss, and Eckler. Now we're going to get our run on receivers. Xavier Worthy is going to come at round 10. Ramadunze, round 11.01. We're going to get our tight end in the 12th round, pick 12 overall, with David Njoku. Add Jerry Jeudy to the roster at the 13.01. And we have one last bench spot, and that's going to be Xavier Leggett. So this roster is going to be C.J. Stroud, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, D.J. Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, David Njoku with the tight end, Travis Etienne, Aaron Jones, and the bench is going to be Zach Moss, Austin Eckler. So those are your six running backs. When the cheat sheet knows, bang, give us the receivers. We saw all the news coming out the last week and the last couple of days, I'd say, of practice with Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy. Roma Dune, it shouldn't take him very long to climb up this roster. Of course, we also have DJ Moore on the roster, so that'll kind of it's not really a hedge as much as it is just on the offense. We believe Chicago is going to be high scoring. We believe if you look at the strength of schedule sheets over at rosterwatch.com, the Chicago Bears are top five in the strength of schedule at receiver and at the quarterback position. Jerry Jeudy, Xavier Leggett. Leggett is going to be a very interesting one. I'm going to be heading out to the Carolina Panthers training camp here in, I think, about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks it is. I think it's middle of August, one of the last couple of days when they had the Jets in town. And I'm going to get to see Xavier Leggett. I want to see if he's going to be an alpha in that offense. So here's the team. Like I said, CJ Stroud, McCaffrey, Henry, Moore, Hopkins, and Njoku, Etienne, Aaron Jones as your starters. Let's go ahead and auto draft to finish it out. And then we'll go back and draft from another selection. 98 out of 100 over there at the old Fantasy Pros. Let's go back, and again, we'll stay PPR this time. We'll draft. I don't see any comments about a particular spot, so I'm going to go ahead and select the seventh spot overall. One quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, one tight end, and two flex. And we're going to go again, like I said, to the PPR cheat sheet 2.0, which is freshly up at rosterwatch.com. Go on over to rosterwatch.com to become a pro or premium member today and get that ultimate fantasy draft cheat sheet to get you ready for your fantasy drafts. Again, it's July 24th, about a month from now, August 24th. That's really when things are going to heat up. But if you're maniacal, if your friends are crazy, if you want to get in these drafts, now's the time to take advantage of some of these ADPs. There's going to be a lot of players that you're going to see in these mocks that I'm going to be running week after week. I'm going to be here every Wednesday. I'm going to try to be doing mocks every single Wednesday on the channel. We've done a couple of them on the podcast with Alex and with the Trash Man. You're going to see some of these ADPs change wildly. I think Xavier Worthy is going to change. I think Devonta Smith is going to change. There's a number of receivers when you're looking through the ADPs right now. Mainly like receiver 12 to receiver 20. It's this Nico Collins, Michael Pittman, Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Ayuk. Down to right, like on the cusp of DJ Moore. It's that weird tier. After that, there's a bevy of receivers from Zay Flowers to Devonta Smith that look to be gaining steam. Malik Nabers in that conversation. These guys are going to gain steam over the course of the next couple of weeks during training camp, and you're going to see some ADPs shift. So now you can take advantage of getting values on those particular receivers.
You want to win your fantasy draft?
No, I mean, like, really, do you really, really, really want to win your fantasy draft? Because you can win your fantasy draft with the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, available at rosterwatch.com. It's the revolutionary cheat sheet that changed fantasy football forever, and it's the only tool you'll need this draft season. You've heard Roster Watch live on SiriusXM Radio here on the podcasts from all the NFL training camps. Now, all you have to do is follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper using the Roster Watch cheat sheet. That's it. Three rules. An expert quality draft is guaranteed if you follow the three simple rules. Guys, it couldn't be easier. The Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can't afford to draft without it. It's available now and only at rosterwatch.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, we're going to be picking number 7 overall right now. As you can see on the right side of the screen, if you are watching along, if you're listening, the 101 in this draft was Christian McCaffrey. 102 was CeeDee Lamb. 103 was Tyreek Hill. 104, Amon-Ra St. Brown. 5th, Ja'Marr Chase. 6th, Justin Jefferson. So that gives us the holy one, Bijan Robinson, to start this draft off at the running back position. This one feels like a steal every single time. When you're running these drafts and using the cheat sheet right now, getting Bijan between picks, like, I mean, it's just depending, right? The PPR cheat sheet, you're getting him around like pick 4 to pick 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the draft. Sometimes you'll fall to 8. In standard, we're getting him between pick 3 and like 7, standard and half PPR. And getting Bijan there, it just feels amazing. It feels amazing to start a draft with the likes of a Bijan. And like you can see on the screen right now, if you're watching along on YouTube, at Roster Watch on YouTube, Chris Olave in round 2. You're going Bijan, Olave. Maybe you go Bijan, Derrick Henry. Like, things like that will happen to you in as you run these drafts many times. And Derrick Henry's also a guy with his ADP right now at 30. You could see fall to round 3. So we're going to go ahead and take Chris Olave because that's the top of the sheet over on the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. Again, mark the players at the chart as they're drafted. Select the highest remaining player. The highest remaining player right now is Christopher Olave. And just like that, in round three. We see a bevy of guys go off the board, including Josh Allen, Nico Collins, Deebo Samuel, Alvin Kamara, Isaiah Pacheco, but Derrick Henry did not go, so Derrick Henry falls, and this roster just got sick. Bijan, Derrick Henry, Chris Olave to start this draft off, and here at the 406, we just had Patrick Mahomes go off the board, DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp in the fourth round. That's an interesting one that I've talked to Alex about it a couple times, and seeing Cooper Kupp go round three, round four is definitely a little bit of a mind tizzy, because remember, he's always been a first-round pick the last 4 years. Last year, you were getting him right before the season started when the hamstring thing happened, and he went to Minneapolis to get his hamstring looked at by a hamstring specialist, was how they titled it. His ADP dropped, and he was going about 212. He went to like 212 to like 306, and that was injured. And he ended up actually playing well when he played. Puka, of course, did what Puka does. But the idea that you could get a healthy Cooper Kupp round four, it's kind of exciting. It's kind of nerve-wracking. It's kind of exciting. The Puka Nacua ADP is also wild. I talked about those ADPs that are between like 12 and 20. Puka's in the high end of that. He's like 9, 10 right now as far as wide receiver, right in front of Drake London, which is also another overpriced receiver right now. So it'll be interesting to see, but the Cooper Kupp thing, again, we're not going to get him because he just went off the board at 403, but it's very interesting to see where Cooper Kupp is going off the board right now. So we're on the clock here at the 406. I need to quit talking and start making selections. Somebody yell at me. Rashad White and Devonta Smith. I love Devonta Smith. I'm getting him in everything. Every draft that I do, I just feel like Devonta Smith is falling to the roster. People are hating on Devonta Smith, but the connection with Kellen Moore and that offensive coordinator now in Philadelphia, I love it. So Devonta Smith, Rashad White. On the cheat sheet, they give us an option. We have two running backs. Let's go wide receiver to Devonta Smith. At the 503, we're going to get Aaron Jones, the running back for the Minnesota Vikings. And in the sixth round, another one of my favorites is Najee Harris. But alongside him, oh, he's one spot down. I forgot he's one tick down is Anthony Richardson. So maybe Richardson will make it back to us in the seventh. But we have to take Najee here. We can't bastardize the cheat sheet. Do not bastardize the cheat sheet. You have three rules. Mark the player off, select the highest remaining. If it's a tie, then you get to choose. You don't get to choose here. It's Najee Harris, and it's only Najee Harris. So we're going to start this draft off. Bijan, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, Chris Olave, and Devonta Smith at the wide receiver position. And then here in round seven, we just missed. Richardson went 702. Kyler Murray goes 703. Christian Watson goes 704. That was another one that would have been probably the top of our cheat sheet, but now we're gifted with the Zach Moss in round seven selection here. In round eight, we're going to get our tight end in Kyle Pitts. In round nine, we're going to go back to the well at the running back position and get that sixth running back in Zeke Elliott. We have Blake Corum coming off here in round seven. We're going to go Jerry Jeudy here in round eight. And we got our quarterback here. We've got our quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And I can't believe I just talked round eight. I was in round 12. And then we'll get our option here with Xavier Leggett. And we'll finish off with Rashid Shaheed at the receiver position. Just like that, the draft is complete. Jaden Daniels, Bijan Robinson, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, Zach Moss, Zeke, Blake Corum. So we had a pretty running back heavy. We had seven running backs here. Chris Olave, Devonta Smith, Jerry Jeudy, Xavier Leggett, Rashid Shaheed. Could use a little more receiver depth for sure. But this one, sometimes they just go this way with the strength hold on Blake Corum and Zeke Elliott in those drafts. And there were, we also could have went a different direction earlier with one of those selections with, I think it was like Aaron Jones. We could have went the receiver route. So things happen like that. So we'll move on to one final draft. What's up, everybody that's tapped in here at the time? Snowman, what's going on, brother? See you in the chat. Appreciate you tapping in here. Let's do one more draft here. I'm going to do this one in, I'm going to do this one from the four hole. And we're going to go to the half and standard cheat sheet that is either up or about to be up over at rosterwatch.com. I was just testing. I tested the hell out of this thing. I think I tested it 29 times, 29 different iterations of this thing, today while I was getting ready, to do these drafts, and I feel good about it. So we're going to go and we're going to bring this thing to the big time. We're going to run one of these mocks here. Again, one QB, two running back, two receiver, two flex, six bench spots here, one quarterback, half PPR. Half PPR is the name of the game. First overall is Christian McCaffrey. Second goes Bijan Mustardson. Number three is Tyreek Hill. Bijan Mustardson, his real name is Bijan Robinson, but he is a owner of a mustard brand called Bijan Mustardson. Go check it out. Shout out, no free shout outs. CeeDee Lamb will be the selection here. It's between him and Bijan Robinson. Of course, Bijan's gone, so we're going to go Lamb here at the 104. As we go through round two, Chris Olave goes 208. We had Kyren Williams go off the board at 206. We're going to get Derrick Henry. We got Derrick Henry in one of the last drafts. We're going to get Derrick Henry again here. Perfect in half PPR and standard. In round three, we have Mike Evans falling to us and Jalen Waddle next to him. So we're going to go Mike Evans, top of the food chain. DK Metcalf in round four. Sign me up. In round five, we got Zay Flowers or Anthony Richardson. And because we have three receivers already, give me the Konami King, Anthony Richardson. Round six, we get Stroud or Christian Kirk. We're going to go Christian Kirk. Why is the Stroud thing? That doesn't make any sense. It's breaking the tool. That doesn't make any sense. We're going to go Chubb here. All right, Corum in round eight. Wait, is Corum next to Worthy? I got to check this. I should know this. Corum is next to Worthy. That's what I thought. All right, we're going to go back. We're going to go back a step. Corum or Worthy? That's an option. Using the cheat sheet, you get options. Sometimes you get options. You don't have to, you know, I'm not bastardizing it by doing this. Mark the players off. Select the highest remaining. If there's a tie, choose the player. So Corum or Worthy is the question here. We have Henry. We have Chubb. And then we have four receivers, Lamb, Evans, Metcalf, Kirk. We're going to go Corum here because it's the top of the food chain. We need that third running back, and Worthy falls to us anyways. In round 10, it's Curtis Samuel. We do need another running back here at some point. Josh Palmer, or do you get Chuba Hubbard? Chuba Hubbard is right next to Josh Palmer. We're going to go and take the running back because we do have six receivers. We'll get Chuba Hubbard here. We'll get Kamani Vidal. I love getting Kamani Vidal here. So now the roster's built with Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Blake Corum, Chuba Hubbard, Kamani Vidal. So we have five running backs. We have CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, Xavier Worthy, and Curtis Samuel. That gives us six receivers and five running backs. And Tyron Tracy or Xavier Leggett is an option here. I'm going to go Tyron Tracy, and then we'll finish up with our tight end. And the tight end is going to be Dalton Schultz in Houston, who actually got in a fight today at practice with, I think it was Stingley. I think Stingley got in a fight with Dalton Schultz today. So there's the draft. Anthony Richardson, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, Dalton Schultz, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk. The bench is Blake Corum, Chuba Hubbard, Kamani Vidal, Tyron Tracy, Xavier Worthy, Curtis Samuel. I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty sick nasty. There's the roster. There's the team. See what Fantasy Pros gives us. They give us a 94 on the roster here. Completely disgusting. There it is. That's the draft. My name is Cody Carpentier. I appreciate you tuning in and tapping. And remember, I'm going to be here every Wednesday. That's the goal. Every Wednesday between 2:30 and 3:30 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to be doing these mocks. Remember to go over to rosterwatch.com, get the ultimate fantasy draft cheat sheet, rosterwatch.com, rosterwatch on X, rosterwatch on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok. Tap in, tune in, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon when I'm joined by the Trash Man and Alex Dunlap for another episode of the Roster Watch podcast.
Need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.